I was one of the lucky few in the country to be able to see an advanced screening of Star Wars more than a week before the general public. Not only does that make me a better person than you, it also makes it possible for one of the greatest late show bits ever imagined. Now, many moons ago, Andy Mann came to me and said, Adam, I know how you've been kind of, you know, having those people ruin the movie and then run out of the theater and, yeah, it's all funny and, yeah, it was great. And if you do it for Star Wars, Adam, I'll beat your ass and fire you. So I was told right off, not going to go in a movie theater and do that. Of course, Andy Mann said nothing about screwing with the losers who sat in line for a day. You know, and what the hell are they going to do? They've been standing in line for 30 hours. What, are they going to lose their place to come beat my ass? I don't think so. I'm cruel. I'm evil. So let me take you back to this past Wednesday, about 2 p.m., 1 hour before the tickets go on sale. Here's what you didn't see on TV.
Okay, I just stepped out of my car. I'm in the AMC Lennox parking lot. My God, there's a lot of people here. Does that line go all the way around the building? Oh, jeez. Moose is with me for protection. Don't stand behind me, dog. You better get in front of me, man. I don't want that Darth Maul guy to come and beat my ass. Look at that guy. That makeup must have taken him an hour. It's about 2:15, which denotes the actual 25 minutes I spent in my car wondering if I should really do this. But I'm going to stand about 30 to 40 feet. I'm going to stand over there, man. No, right by that car. No, I'm not standing in front of that car. No, right? Okay. All right, just stand right in front of me. Just watch him. Okay, hang on a second. I got to get up a little closer. Dude, I'm scared out of my mind, dude. Okay, man. I'm ready. Okay, excuse me, can I have your attention, please? Please put down your Star Wars figures. I was lucky enough to actually see an advanced screening of Star Wars this past week, and just like to tell you that Leeson's character, he's in this movie, and it's pretty scary, right?
Hey, shut up!
Darth Maul's on for a couple minutes, and two, so he won't be the second one. You actually get to see Anakin C-3PO R2 save at the beginning, and then they. So, there's that. Watch that guy, man. Why don't you come out of the line, buddy? Oh, shit. Moose, why'd you tell me? God. Oh, there's a guy coming after us. Moose, get in the car. Moose, get in the car. Moose, you're driving. Get in the car. Stop the tape. Stop the tape.
Well, Moose and I made it out of there without a scratch, and I have to say, I've never seen Moose run faster than... Man, I was so scared. I don't think I've ever been so scared in my entire life, but luckily I had 40 yards on him. Anyway, let me level with you. Before you think I'm a total ass, I didn't tell them the real plot twists, so they're going to be really angry and really bummed and really pissed, but in the end, they're going to have all the surprises and they're going to love the movie. And they might even laugh about it. But for a while there, you guys are thinking, what a cuck. Why is this guy such a dick? Well, I'm still a dick. I'm just a little less of a dick than you thought. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed it. CD 101.